Whenever you're in a challenging time like this, you kind of find out what people are made of. My dad used to say that sometimes you don't know what's in a tube until it's been squeezed.
Hello and welcome to the Mark for Greatness podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Hayes with the American Paint Horse Association. And today with me, we have your co-host, Dr. Billy Smith. We're going to tell you a little bit about what we have going on during this pandemic here at the APHA, sitting in the most beautiful office that an association could have. I'm going to let Dr. Smith kick us off.
Yeah, you know, the sad thing among many sad things about the pandemic for us is not enough people have had a chance to see this office, but someday they will soon, and we look forward to that. But with all this kind of gloom and doom, we've had to be smarter, and I think we've come up with a couple of ideas and a couple of approaches that's going to make it's going to change the paint horse world.
Yeah, absolutely. And just so everybody knows, we are somewhat 6 feet apart, you know, practicing our social distancing as best we can. But in order to give you some news, we did have to come in here and record together on this fancy new mic I bought just for this podcast.
Yeah, it's pretty. And I don't know what your sense of distance is, but, you know, if you can punch somebody, you ain't 6 feet apart.
Well, you are if you're 6 feet tall. Unfortunately, I am
neither
not 6 feet tall.
Neither one of us is that. Yeah. So,
yeah, unfortunately. So, you mentioned a little bit about the innovation that can come out of a pandemic like this. And let's talk a little bit about what APHA has done to be innovative. I think it's fairly exciting. I know you do as well. So, let's just kick it off with our e-shows, our new platform. And why don't you tell everybody about that and what you think, where that could go?
Well, you know, e-shows is something we've actually been kicking around for a long, long time, but the pandemic has made us accelerate that and really think about it in a different way. And, you know, one of the great things about APHA is I think we've got the best staff in the horse world, and it allows us to try to take negatives like the pandemic and create positives. But I think the e-show's got a chance to open up a whole new opportunity for people who may not have, who want to study, just see how their new horse is doing, want to test the waters in the show pen, or maybe don't have the wherewithal, the financial capabilities to show at a high level.
Absolutely. So before we'll do a little bit of a plug and tell you a little bit about our entries and where you can go to get that information. But I want to talk a little bit. Dr. Smith's one of the most knowledgeable people I know in the equine industry. And I'd like to talk a little bit about where he feels that the equine industry is going to go after we come out of this pandemic and what the future of these virtual horse shows that we see. You know, obviously, e-shows isn't the only one. We think it's the best one, but maybe not the only one out there. So what does your future look like there? And just talk a little bit about the equine industry as a whole.
Well, it's not going to help you much, that sucking up. So that's not going to help.
It's always good to suck up to your boss.
Whenever you're in a challenging time like this, you kind of find out what people are made of. My dad used to say that sometimes you don't know what's in a tube until it's been squeezed. And what I think is going to happen is a little bit. I think you're going to see a remake a little bit of 2008 where people reassessed what they did with their horses, took a different look and a different approach. And I think for some people, showing their horses electronically is going to be a useful tool for them. And that may just be the very start of it for us. We're looking at a range of things that might be fairly innovative in the field.
Absolutely. Yeah, I have to agree. I think the e-shows will be a future thing going long into it and an enhancement to live shows. I don't think it'll ever replace live shows because everybody loves that social aspect of it. But in a sense, I think it will be an enhancement as we go forward.
Well, you know, if you've got that horse you're not sure about and you want to get some expert advice about it, this is a super easy and inexpensive way to do that because our carded judges are going to review the rides. They're going to comment on your rides. So it'll give you a chance to get a feel for it. And for a new person who's never been in the ring before, they may be a little bit timid. So this gives them a way of doing that, kind of seeing how they would stack up against other exhibitors in a very non-threatening kind of environment. It's not an either or thing. I think people are going to be able to use this. People who normally show in arenas are still going to be able to use this as a part of their plan.
Absolutely. So the eShows is currently going on right now. We're in our second one of the history of eShows, I guess you'd say. Entries closed. They closed right now recording. They're going to close here in just a little bit, actually, at 5:00. By the time this comes out, it'll probably already be into our third. But we're offering, I think, about 25 classes right now. We'll probably increase that as we go forward. The website would be www.apha.com/showing/e-shows. You can find out all the information, the rules, what classes we're offering, to go to there and get all that and get entered up. It's simple, very simple to enter, and very, very cheap in the whole aspect of live shows. So I'd highly encourage anybody listening to go do that. So let's talk a little bit about our live shows. There's a lot of uncertainty in the world right now. We're all trying to figure it out across the board of organizations. But we have our Youth World Show that'll be coming up here at the end of June. So you want to tell us a little bit about what the decision making is and where we are with that right now.
So right now the show is on. So the Youth World Show is on. We're going to have it, but at the same time, we're paying close attention to state health officials. We're paying attention to the federal government. We're paying attention to our close friends here at Will Rogers Memorial Center. And it's almost day to day right now, but as of today, it looks like we're going to move forward. I think we're going to have a little bit of innovation there where people might be able to bring. It looks like we're going to have some ability for people to bring and even show in some open classes and some amateur classes who are not youth. So it might be an opportunity for folks to come in and see and kind of knock the rust off a little bit as well, even while we're at the Youth World Show. And I think you've got some things going on, some ancillary things going on.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're looking at a couple things. We did the Patriot event last year, the Junior American there at the Youth World, and it went fairly well. We were pretty happy with it, but I think we're going to add on to that and maybe do a larger team open along with those Junior American events. And, you know, it ties great into our Youth World Show. So that's an all-breed event, so we're excited for that. We also are talking about having an all-breed barrel race that'll include a PB Rip incentive in there as well. But yeah, we got a couple ancillary events that we're pretty excited about and hopefully it'll enhance the overall show.
Yeah, we're excited about our shows in general across the country opening up. In fact, I've kind of got a little pledge going that, you know, I haven't shaved since the COVID-19 outbreak and everybody went home. So I'm not shaving until that first paint show, whenever that turns out to be. Then I'll go ahead and clean my face off, which is why we're doing a podcast now in audio and not in video.
Yeah, you're super lucky. It's not the best beard I've ever seen in my life.
It's fantastic. It's the look of wisdom.
It is very gray, folks. It is very gray. No doubt about it. If that's what we consider wisdom these days. So, yeah, so that's good. I'm glad to know that we're moving forward. I know it's a scary time for everybody, but hopefully we get to have our youth show and everybody, all the kids come out, win some scholarships, and prepare for their future. So that's the biggest thing about our Youth World.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that because, you know, we're the only one who really does that. And we set aside $100,000 a year in scholarship money to youth. And what happens is that money essentially sets an escrow for those exhibitors. And when they reach 18, they go to college or trade school or any kind of accredited institution, then that money sits there and just builds for them. So we're going to have some kids that'll finish their time here with $15,000, $20,000 in scholarship money. So that's sometimes a story that gets missed when we talk about the Youth World Show.
Yeah, absolutely. The younger you start, the more money you can have, kind of thing, just like investing.
You know, we don't want moms and dads to pick between going to college and letting their kids show their horses. So we're trying to help them along the way put together this scholarship money so their kids have a good way to finance their education. What's been very fascinating to me is how many of our kids, most of the kids on these scholarships, go to state institutions. We've had people go to auctioneer school. We've had people go to beauty school. We've had, which maybe Stephen, you should consider that yourself. It'd take a little work, but maybe you can get there. And we had a girl shouldn't surprise me now. We had a girl go through welding school, and I just think that's awesome. A lot of which is paid for by their Youth World Show scholarships.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you haven't noticed, Dr. Smith really likes to rag on the younger generation. I think there's about 100 years between our age difference, and it's really a struggle for him. And I know that's hard, but there's a lot of good kids out there that are millennials and Generation Z, and I try to make sure he knows that.
You know, I'm not one of those guys who piles on the millennials, but any chance I get to poke my finger in their chest, it's worthwhile. It's a helpful tool to develop, is the ability to complain about millennials.
Well, I always tell you that when I can give you with a zinger and you don't respond, I feel pretty impressed with myself, just because I feel like I outsmarted someone that's so much more, what would you say, wise than I am.
See, this is the way it works, is there is always a response. You're talking about an immediate response. My responses can come years later in very embarrassing kinds of situations. So there will be a response. There's literally no question about that. The real problem, you can't see us here, but I'm drinking a cup of coffee. The real problem, personal problem for me, is that I've run out of coffee. So I'm drinking more coffee at home. Me without coffee is a scary thing.
We're going to take a short break to hear from one of our sponsors. This episode is brought to you by the PH Barn Door, the official store of the American Paint Horse Association. Visit www.phbarndoor.com to shop the latest paint horse gear. Plus, subscribe to the first ever Equine Association monthly box Chrome Cowgirl presented by the American Paint Horse Association. And we're back.
Well, we're getting a little off track. Let's get back to the youth world for a minute. So I believe the schedule and the premium books are posted now. They can go check those out, see the patterns, get prepared. Then obviously enter the e-shows, get practiced up for when we do open those world shows, correct?
Right. And so the entry form will be out there very, very early in May, first, second or third of May, early on. We'll have them out, have the entry forms out. And, again, we're going to keep close ties. Our very first priority is the safety and health of those who participate. So, we're still going to pay very close attention to Will Rogers, and we're going to take some steps. We're kind of building a COVID-19 kit. So we'll make sure we have the kind of material around, hand sanitizer, things like that, that will minimize. It's always good to use anyway. But we're going to pay close attention to what states are open, what the if there's any kind of quarantine for people going back. We're paying attention to all of those things. So, but right now we look forward to inviting the world to Fort Worth here in a very few number of weeks.
Absolutely. And just so everybody has the dates, the Youth World Show will be June 22nd through July 5th, and you can visit the APHA website to get any information you need to know. Let's talk a little bit, just for a second, about the World Show. I know it's a little further off, but we did do something a few weeks ago to help some of those qualifiers getting into our World Show. And why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so it became very clear early on that there were going to be lots of shows canceled this year, which would put a lot of pressure on people to get qualified. So this year we waived all qualifying. So if you want to show your paint horse at the APHA Open Amateur World Championship Show, we welcome you. And it'll be, we think it may be one of our biggest shows in a long time. So, we certainly expect to be open for business in that event as well.
Absolutely. So if you've ever wondered if you have a paint horse with a spot, now's the time to check it out. You might be able to win a world champion, right?
If you, if you've got your hands on an outstanding paint horse, I'm telling you, you need to be at the Open Amateur World Championship Show. If you've never been, I think it's a treat, and it's a real celebration of paint horses and real celebration of the culture. And I think, the thing I hear most from new people who come to our World Championship Show is I hear the term, the family. I hear it often that they feel like they're in a family. And so this is like, it'll be like a big family reunion in the Open Amateur World Championship.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'd go to APHA.com to get checked out of what we got going on. You can find all the news. It's an exciting time in some of those aspects. I know we're in a pandemic, but you got to look at the bright side no matter what you're in. So we're excited for the future and what it holds. But let's tell everybody we're sitting here today in our brand new mule barn office. Why don't you tell everybody where we're sitting and kind of like a virtual audio tour of the office?
Yeah, so we're sitting in what we call right now the all hands room. It's kind of a large, kind of a spacious place where many of our staff come to for break. It's been completely furnished by one of our sponsors, the Brumbaugh Furniture. They do a spectacular job, and they've been extremely gracious with us. But what I'm most excited about with this area is it's set up for Wi-Fi for the expectation that our members can come in here anytime they want, relax, grab a soda, grab a water, sit down, hit the Wi-Fi if they want to do that. And we think of this office as where we work and where our members come when they're in Fort Worth and they're in the historic Fort Worth Stockyards. This is the place you don't just come to, but you also hang out with us when you're here.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is a beautiful office. And I tell you, I've worked for some other associations and walking down through the stockyards to come to your office building, there's just nothing like it. The history that's down here and getting to come in the mule barn, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, what we tried to do in this space was create a combination of old and new. So there's lots of old. You can tell very clearly and very quickly that you're in an old barn. But at the same time, as my dad would say, we've prettied it up and it looks really nice. And we've got a nice space in which we honor the past and honor our past presidents and Hall of Fame members. And it's a beautiful place. And we're just anxious for more people to be able to come and see it.
Yeah, which by the way, if you do want to come see it, there's still plenty of opportunities to put your name on it, to be a part of APHA's history here in the stockyards, isn't that right?
Yeah, there certainly is. If there's, I've put my name on it. My wife and I have contributed to putting the finishing touches on the facility. There's still plenty of opportunities. I think it's a place where you come and look and you're going to say, gee, I want to make sure my name's there somewhere. We still have places where you can put bricks around the Merida Black, gorgeous paint horse, legacy of color bronze that's right outside and is completely, you can't walk around here without seeing that first and foremost. So lots of opportunity to be a part of this space. And I think it will become a very historic, it'll be history on top of history.
Absolutely. So we've talked about a few things that APHA has going on. It's an interesting time. I know that we're all in, but we also have some exciting things happen. I'm going to ask you, Dr. Smith, if you had to pick one thing, what's the thing that you're most excited about moving into the future for APHA?
Well, I am most excited about a couple of things, but one of them has to do, again, with the location. I think we're in a place in which we're going to have an opportunity to communicate with a whole new generation of people and tell the American paint horse story to that generation of people. But I'm also very excited about the staff that we've put together and that we have a staff that will help get us there. You can have big dreams, but if you don't have people who can carry you there, you're not going to get there. And then I think the last piece is we've done some things in our last convention to improve the governance of our association. And we don't just have a great set of staff, but we also have the most dedicated state directors and board of director members of any place that I know of. And it really does feel a lot like a family. So I think the future for us is very, very bright.
Look who's sucking up now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I didn't name any staff by name.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to do a couple of fun little things here. You know, we're going to wrap this podcast up today. But there's, you know, obviously we're all in, supposed to be in quarantine. You've been around the equine industry for a long time. If you had to pick three people to be quarantined with of the equine industry for as long as that we've been quarantined and, you know, going into the future, who would those three people be?
Oh, man. People that I know. Or I know of.
Either anybody? Or anybody you want to be quarantined with. See, I mean, for me, I'm thinking someone that can cook, someone that has maybe cattle where I can survive. So,
okay,
you know,
I got
something
it.
Like that. But it can be something that you just want to learn from somebody. Either, you know, whatever fits you.
You know, as a kid, Larry Mahan was my hero. And I followed him is the whole rodeo circuit. And I've had a chance to meet him a couple of times. So I'd want Larry Mahan to be there because he's a great guy and a great kind of storyteller. And I would want to hear a few, you know, a few of those stories. And, you know, we've got an employee here on our staff, Jennifer Kreitz, and her daughter is a spectacular cook. So I'm just telling you, she needs to be there for sure. And then we need somebody who can, let me think what's the other piece of entertainment that we'd want to have. We'd want to have
TikTok guy, TikTok star.
No, we do not want anyone who even knows what TikTok is to be in quarantine. So let's just add in there. Let me think of a great paint horse person who needs to be in that little lineup. So we got food, we have entertainment, then we need, let me think. Well, you know, you've backed me into a corner. There's a couple of people on our board of directors who would be fantastic, but I'm smart enough not to actually name someone. So let's just say this. I would think that if we had, you know, we need Miss Mindy there.
Well, that's a good call. Yeah, that's smart.
We need Miss Mindy.
Yeah.
Miss Mindy and I could hang around Larry Mahan, let him tell old cowboy stories.
And eat buttermilk pie,
which, by the way, is I could just do that. Just eat buttermilk pie. So that'd work for me.
Yeah.
That'd work for me.
It's smart to put your wife in there. That's a good call.
Well, I was afraid she might hear this. And then if I didn't include her, I know what the first answer is going to be. We've already been quarantined for a while. So I promise you it's way easier to live with her than it is to live with me. She needs some relaxation.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one final question about the Youth World Show. I don't know if most people may have seen it, but we did a fun video last year, the Get Up Challenge, a bunch of our youth kids. It actually ended up being one of the most viewed videos APHA's created. I think it turned out really well. I think it might have been top of any organizational video through a show that's ever been viewed. So my question is, are we going to get to see Billy Smith, the great Billy Smith, dance this year, because he was a little bit on hiatus at this last youth show?
So, you know, people come up to me all the time and they compliment me for my voice. You know, they think I sing that. And generally my response to them is, why, thank you. And I rarely correct them, but I think that what would be awesome is to have our audience just come up with some ideas. What do you want? What kind of video do you want us to do this year? This is obviously a unique year. So give us a few ideas, and we're pretty bold. So if you've got some ideas that is not obscene, we'd probably take a stab at it.
You know, I saw one the other day. I don't know if you knew who Pamela Pumpkin is, but Pamela Pumpkin has a quarantine workout, and it's pretty interesting. We might be able to do something like that.
I don't really know Pamela Pumpkin. I've been told that I sort of look like a pumpkin sometimes, sort of shape like one. But no, I don't know Pamela, but that whole thing just scares me.
Well, I'm definitely not going to jump on that bandwagon about you looking like a pumpkin, not in this podcast anyway. So we'll go ahead and wrap it up. I think we got some valuable information out to the public, and this is the first of hopefully many podcasts that we'll be bringing to you from the APHA office here. Dr. Smith, thank you for being here with us and sharing a little bit of your knowledge. We're going to wrap it up, is give you one last second if you want to mention anything else to the crowd here.
Well, one of the things I'd like to say is that our members have been spectacular during this COVID-19 challenge. And what I've just been amazed with is how many directors have actually called me and said, how are y'all doing? Well, we want to know how you're doing, not how we're doing fine. But it is amazing how many have actually called to see how we're doing. And by we, I mean our staff. So we really do operate like a family.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much. Y'all have a good day. If there's anything we can do for you, be sure to give us a call. If you just want to talk about registry, anything you need, we're here for you. And we want to be a part of your future with APHA. So take care, and we'll see you on the next show.